WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council has given final approval to next year's budget.
While criticism continued from the public for two members walking out last week, there were no public comments about the budget, which was adopted on a 6-0 vote. Rafael Pena was absent. Two councilmen had something to say about the budget. Greg Owens wanted to vote, and Mike Sutherland said he plans to ask later for changes to provide money for flood-related projects.
We need to wait because it's just too complicated right now to do it.
The council held the first of two readings on next year's tax rate. There were no public comments before a 5-1 vote, with Sutherland voting no. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We'll hear more about the budget with the city's chief financial officer later this morning on the Infomaniacs. Strengthening Families of the Brazos Valley, a new project with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, is hosting a town hall meeting this evening to raise awareness about drugs and the impact it has on the community. Project manager Lori Nauman says recent drug-related deaths sparked the idea for this town hall.
Thought a town hall would be a great opportunity to both hear from the community on how they're feeling about these incidents and also to provide some resources and let people know what is available to help with the problem.
Nauman is hoping both adults and kids, high school age and older, come to Christ United Methodist Church tonight at 6:30. More information is online at families.tamu.edu. Women throughout the Brazos Valley who have not been able to get breast cancer screenings due to their income have another option. Pink Alliance, the local breast cancer advocacy group, is awarding $99,000 in grants. President Doris Light says yesterday's presentation was a $25,000 check to the operator of 11 Health Point clinics in the Brazos Valley.
What the Brazos Valley Community Action Agency plans on doing is 250 mammograms to low-income women in the Brazos Valley.
The grant money was generated by last year's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon with Joan London. This year's luncheon, which is sold out and has a waiting list, features designer Kendra Scott. The Brazos County District Attorney says a Navasota man abused members of his family for 50 years.
Some from as far back as the 60s and 70s, back when sexual abuse was treated a lot differently than it is now.
Jarvis Parsons credits the bravery of three great-grandchildren who reported they were abused when they were younger. 81-year-old Jimmy Mathis of Navasota pleaded guilty yesterday in district court to aggravated sexual assault of a child, indecency with a child by contact, and indecency with a child by exposure. Mathis was sentenced to a total of 23 years in prison. Volunteers are still being recruited for the 10th Texas Reds Festival. Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says nonprofit groups get $500 for every 50 hours at the festival.
We don't write the checks to individuals. They go to the organization, but we've had some groups take advantage of that, and several of the groups actually worked enough to get $1,000 back to their organization.
Ferris says in the first 2 years, more than $20,000 has been paid out to organizations. Details of all volunteer positions are available online at TexasRedsFestival.com. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. We'd love to hear from you. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Cindy Quinn about our health and wellness and Bobby Brooks about saying no to drugs. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, it's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Warm weather continues across the region. We've had a cold front drop down from the north, but it has stalled out to our north, and it's going to remain north of the area as it gradually washes out. Partly sunny today. There could be a shower or storm this afternoon. We're 90 to 95. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Partly sunny, chance of a storm tomorrow, 90 to 95. Still partly sunny Saturday with the risk of a storm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, the Aggie volleyball team fell to Texas and Austin last night. In Major League Baseball, the Astros finally beat the Rangers, and it's the end of an era as a local sports reporter, Larry Bowen, retires from the Eagle. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you are. So health news of the presidential candidates seems to be on the forefront. We talked about it a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if you heard Fox News, they were discussing it just a minute ago. And Donald Trump says that his weight was inaccurately reported. It's not 257. It's 237.
Oh.
He was really concerned that his accurate weight was not reported.
Like 20 pounds, man.
Yeah, that could make a difference. And then there's Bill Clinton.
It's a crazy time we live in, you know, when people think there's something unusual about getting the flu.
Yeah, your wife has pneumonia, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm thinking
a little bit of a difference.
If your wife is sick, if your spouse is sick, shouldn't you know what they're sick with?
Right.
Yeah, especially when it's making national headlines. Like, everyone else in the country knows she has pneumonia except for you.
They're not in the same zip code a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In all sorts of ways.
He's like, what is she sick? What's she got? Well, I don't know. I guess the flu.
Yeah, the flu.
It's
no of course
big deal.
It is.
Crazy time we live in, you know, when people think there's something unusual about getting the flu.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, Bill.
Bill, go ahead and go make another speech.
Yeah. Have another Big Mac.
Hey. No, I don't think he does that much anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think he's eating healthy.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah, I think that's probably good. It was a lot more fun to watch him in his jogging suit at McDonald's.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Now, when it comes to presidential politics, it's a big deal just about any country you're in. They're having a little bit of a problem on the other side of the pond over in Europe. It appears that they have a presidential runoff going on, and what you can do is you can mail your ballot in, like you can here in U.S. America. But this is happening in Austria. What they do is they have these special envelopes that are designed to hold the mail-in ballots for the presidential runoff, which is set for October the 2nd. It's got this glue on it that seals them down tight. Except it's not.
Yep.
They're coming open. Now, that's not a good thing.
No, that could cause some problems.
Yeah, the country's version of the Federal Bureau of Investigation is trying to figure out what the problem is. They baked the envelopes at 158 degrees Fahrenheit to see if it was heat that was the problem. It's not. The glue's menace to democracy, however, is clear enough because some ballot envelopes are actually open when they get there. And, of course, they're supposed to be signed and sealed.
Mm-hmm.
So what that does is it nullifies the votes inside.
Ooh.
I heard they were talking about it's like their version of the hanging chads.
Yes, exactly. They said half of Europe is laughing at us now, according to the interior minister of Austria. So, I mean, they've dubbed it Glue Gate. The glue glitch, the glue crisis. Austrians are embarrassed.
Who was in charge of the glue?
Exactly. Who's the glue czar? Anyway, so we'll see what happens. But it looks like they're going to have to cancel the, or at least postpone the election for a little while because they can't get that done.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. So it appears that there's nothing really scarier than a teen telling their parent that they got into a car accident, right?
Sure.
Can be terrifying for the parent, can be terrifying for the child. It's wasted so many questions. What happened? Who's involved? How's the car? How are you? Excuse me. How are you? How's the car? did we pay the insurance? So you can imagine the conversation that went on for the Alabama teen after he hit the camel.
Oh, the camel.
The camel.
Yeah, in Alabama?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Camel's owner was leading it across the road when the crash happened. The camel's owner waved his arms to get the driver's attention.
But he was texting.
Yeah, I'm sure. Leaped out of the way to avoid the car, but the camel crashed into the hood and was treated really just for minor injuries, including some cuts. So
was he using the camel emoji during the text?
And was the kid texting or was the camel texting? Yeah. Didn't know to get out of the way.
You know, we didn't. I forgot to do that story a couple of weeks ago. Do we now have like an SEC emoji for every team? Is that correct?
Ooh,
really?
Well, there's a bunch of different apps or keyboards, should I say, that you can download.
Okay.
So I wonder if there's like a special SEC one.
There very well could be.
Because there is a Kim Kardashian one, you know. It's called Kimoji.
Perfect. I was hoping they'd do that.
Yeah, and Steph Curry has his own as well.
Okay, so now, but I mean, there's a different emoji for each of the Kardashians? Is that the way
that
works?
Oh, no, she's got like hundreds of emojis
just
that
for
are
Kim.
Specifically tailored to her wants and needs and desires.
So that's why if you have a Galaxy Note 7, you can't wait till you get... Oh, wait a minute. Nearly 2 weeks after Samsung recalled the Galaxy Note 7 due to the risk of explosion, the device is still being used basically with the same frequency by its owners.
Yeah, they don't care.
No. A mobile analytics company, Apptelligent, said that the usage rate on the phone among existing users is almost exactly the same since the day of the recall.
Americans are lazy. They don't want to take it back.
Hold on, I actually got one. Hold on, let me check it real quick.
Yeah.
Got to check
Brad's
Samsung.
Brad's got one in the sports studio.
Yeah, I got one. Hold on, let me check it real quick.
Okay, yeah. Well, perfect. Yeah. I mean, you guys know anybody who has one of these things?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I do not. Well, this is the Note. This is one of those bigger ones, right?
Yeah.
But no, I don't know anyone personally.
Seems not even the exploding batteries can tear users away from their smartphones, but the apparent reticence of these users to get rid of these devices, which are faulty, is really not help Samsung's mismanagement of the recall process. We're talking 2.5 million smartphones, they're going to have to be swapped out. 2.5 million.
Wow. Whew.
But the firm based in South Korea has not helped the situation by issuing confusing information to consumers. The longer the situation goes on, more problem, really. You know, damage to the phone, nothing. How about damage to the company? I mean, from the brand standpoint, this is going to hurt Samsung. I got a Samsung TV. I'm afraid it's going to explode now, right?
Well, yeah, or damage to the company caused by damage to a person who it's exploded on that
them
sues
too.
Them, you know?
Looking through their statements on the issue over the past 3 or 4 weeks, it's easy to see why consumers might be unsure of the best course of action. The initial recall was on September the 2nd. Said the company would, quote, voluntarily replace the user's current device with a new one over the coming weeks, end quote. didn't mention whether it was safe or not to continue to use the device.
Right. And we don't have a replacement right away for you.
Yeah.
So you're just going to have to go without a phone. Yeah. Do you know what that's like? That's like taking out people's ability to breathe.
That's right, yeah. Go buy a burner over the convenience store and keep that for a while.
We'll give you one in a couple of weeks when we figure out how to fix it.
In the meantime.
Yeah, but go ahead, sure, use it.
Use oven mitts while you use it.
We'll give you a carrier pigeon you can use.
Just in case it explodes in your hands.
So a week later, owners were advised not to exchange their device now, but just turn it off completely.
Again.
For 2 weeks,
taking
yeah.
taking away their phone.
Might as well take out their eyes.
I'm sure in the boardroom it worked out just fine.
People would rather have an exploding device yep, in their hands than not have a telephone.
Yep.
And all the people in the boardroom have people for that, so it doesn't matter.
Of course.
But anyhow, Samsung has probably handled this almost as badly as they
And they had first dibs on the replacement.
Yeah.
So they're not carrying around a bomb in their bags.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing. Yeah. Yeah. You could bet that the chairman of the board has got a safe phone now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His or her phone is just fine. All right. Anyway, 721. Now, here you go. How about this? Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
He tells TMZ.com there is, quote, too much anger out there. And he's not going to kneel down during the Pledge of Allegiance or the National Anthem. He said, this is the greatest country in the world, and everybody needs to quit being so mad.
Yep. America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, America. There you go. I mean, that's not bad. Way to go, Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah. I like
it's kind
it.
Of uncharacteristic of him, too.
Well,
like he's usually kind of, you know, usually takes the more liberal standpoint mm-hmm. on issues.
A little more outspoken.
And, yeah, but, you know, all right. That's
this is not the one.
Common sense there.
All right, here we go. But if you want to be the fashion plate, Gucci has just released a goat hair covered shoe.
Oh, fantastic.
And it looks exactly like Donald Trump's hair. Yeah. The New York Post says that Gucci has not come right out and said that these shoes were inspired by his hair. But nonetheless, it pretty much looks like that, insides of a gutted pumpkin, if you will. Anyway,
wow.
The Gucci hose bit detailed goat hair loafers are equal parts incomprehensible, morbidly fascinating, and they're priced at $1,800.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go.
I wonder if they could jack up the price because it looks like Donald Trump's hair.
Is goat hair like a luxury type of leather?
Has no idea. Anyway,
me neither.
I'm sure there's a picture out there. And Chelsea will post it someplace.
Sure.
It's the Gucci hose bit detailed goat hair loafers.
Oh, my God.
Looking for them. All
this right. is Survivor Ben, and I've been trudging through this rugged wilderness for, I think, 23 days now. Food has become hard to find. It's really a struggle.
Excuse me.
What the?
Sorry to interrupt, but is this the way to the lake?
I think. How did you get up here?
Oh. I just loaded up my Tundra and drove up through the woods for a few hours. My buddies are right behind me.
Your buddies?
Yeah, if you see them, one is Tacoma towing jet skis, and the other is a 4Runner full of camping gear. Tell them I went this way.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I gotta go set up camp and grill some steaks. I'm really hungry. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Toyota Trucks, a heritage built on adventure. Come into your local Toyota dealer and get amazing deals on the tough, adventure-filled 2017 Toyota Tundra. Go camping, fishing, and enjoy the great outdoors in the always fun, fully capable Tundra. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Jerry Fox with the Bank and Trust. Making sure that your customer experience is superior, that our products are what you want, and that our locations are convenient is my team's focus. Come see for yourself. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
The Veterans Administration offers an aid and assistance pension as part of their benefit program for veterans and their surviving spouses who served during wartime. If the veteran or spouse require regular assistance with daily functions, then they might qualify for this benefit. This veteran benefit is often overlooked by many families of veterans who need monies to pay for home health. This benefit is not dependent upon service-related injuries for compensation or the number of years a veteran served. A veteran who qualifies with a spouse may be eligible to receive up to $2,120 a month tax-free. The aid and assistance benefit is only one aspect of the VA's improved pension benefit program. You wore the uniform, you're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
725, okay, it's a typo, it's a horse bit. loafer.
Okay, and okay. I found it, and it looks like a little animal.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to post it on WDAW's Facebook page, and Brad can share it on the Infomaniacs Facebook page, too. But it looks like something out of a Dr. Seuss book.
Oh, that's really sad. At $1,800.
At $1,800.
What color is the fur on it?
It's like blonde.
Okay, all right.
Like a light golden.
So you have to, you basically brush the shoe rather than polish it?
Oh, correct.
Fair
yes.
to say?
Long hair. Yep.
Wow.
Long hair. Natural long goat hair.
Hello. Well, that's the other thing is you got something like that, people are going to remember the last time you wore it. Right?
Sure.
I mean, it's considered a slipper.
Oh.
So I would think that you only wear it around the house.
Okay. You're hanging around your co-op.
Because at $1,800, Scott,
hanging around your co-op.
Luxury.
Luxury
has no price tag,
got
really.
That. Okay. We'll have that visual for you. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, we thought we were going to be talking about rain, which would have been a really nice thing, but that's not going to happen, apparently. We had a cold front that was headed this way, but as so often, the weatherman disappoints us and the front didn't quite make it here. Does make for northeasterly winds, which is kind of pleasant, but we're still going to be around 90 degrees. Actually, next 4 or 5 days. We do have a chance of rain still in the forecast on Saturday, and it's at 40%, so it could still happen. And we have a slight chance of showers this afternoon as well. But when it comes to actual radar that shows any rain out there, that's not happening. Currently, we've got 76 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
We are still hearing about Hillary's emails because of the ongoing cover-up. On Tuesday, three tech specialists who worked on her private email server were subpoenaed to testify at a congressional hearing. Two engineers from the outside firm that managed her server showed up, and then they shut up. They invoked the Fifth Amendment. The third IT guy, Brian Pagliano, he ignored the subpoena. He failed to show up despite a grant of immunity from the Justice Department. And this guy actually worked for the State Department when he was involved with Hillary's server. So this guy blows off Congress, which has congressional oversight over the State Department. The chairman of the Oversight Committee is Jason Chaffetz. He promised to address Pagliano's failure to appear. He said, when you were served a subpoena by the United States Congress, that's not optional. You show up. Now, what does all this tell us about Hillary Clinton? Well, here's a State Department employee willing to risk everything to cover up what was really going on with her email server, who is part of the Stonewall hiding who gave the order to delete emails, which should have been on government servers, not some homebrew server in a bathroom. Now, what we have here is just like Omerta, the vow of silence that mafia guys take. If there's no criminality, just extreme carelessness, like the FBI claimed, what are they all hiding?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Navasota man has admitted to sex crimes involving three great-grandchildren. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says the girls, now in their teens, were extremely brave to come forward.
It took a couple of people who were very strong coming forward, and then other people from the past came forward, and so you realize that this person kind of left a wave of death and destruction all around them.
Parsons says they learned Jimmy Mathis abused members of his family for 50 years. The 81-year-old was sentenced to 23 years in prison for aggravated sexual assault of a child, indecency with a child by contact, and indecency with a child by exposure. Parsons says their office will continue to work with all the victims.
Literally, we have victims that are here in Brazos County, on the East Coast, in the Midwest, in all these areas. And so our job now is to try to get counseling for some of these victims wherever they are.
Parsons says other victims had not told anyone for fear they would not be believed, which is how society treated sexual abuse in the 1960s and 70s. A Bryan man on probation for participating in the death of a local man 6 years ago is now accused of breaking into the apartment of a former girlfriend and trying to rape her. 25-year-old Joey Reyes was picked up this week on 8 arrest warrants and is being held in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $263,000. According to the arrest report, the victim and a friend told College Station police that Reyes forced a window open into her apartment near Northgate and began the attack. Reyes ran out after two neighbors witnessed the attempted sexual assault. Reyes was also arrested for assaulting the same woman a week earlier in 6 counts of violating probation related to his guilty pleas to engaging in organized criminal activity for the murder of a Bryan man on Mother's Day in 2010. 6 of 7 Bryan Council members were on hand to adopt next year's city budget and first round approval of next year's tax rate.
Greg Owens was one of 2 councilmen who spoke before the budget vote.
Mayor, just ready to vote on the budget. Had numerous workshops on it.
Mike Sutherland announced he'll take up flood-related projects during the next budget year.
And I don't want to threaten the budget being passed. Everybody's concerned about that, so I'll wait. After the budget's approved, we can come back in a civilized manner and do this.
The council adopted the budget on a 6-0 vote and approved the first reading of next year's tax rate by a 5-1 margin. Rafael Pena was absent and Sutherland voted against the tax rate. There were no comments during public hearings on both the budget and tax rate. That's after 2 people spoke during public comments criticizing Jason Byanski and Ben Hardiman for walking out last week. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
We'll hear more about the Bryan City budget later this morning on the Infomaniacs. The Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Advocacy Group has been distributing $99,000 in grants. President Doris Light says there was a check presentation yesterday for $25,000 for 250 women to get free mammograms at 11 Health Point clinics throughout the Brazos Valley.
We are really excited because it's a 7-county area. So not just ladies right here.
Pink Alliance also awarded a grant to another nonprofit, Houston-based The Rose, to host 4 mammogram days also in the 7-county region.
They had one back in August and then 3 more until the end of December. So that stands to be another 80 ladies who will get mammograms.
This year's grants were funded from last year's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon with Joan London. Light says this year's luncheon featuring designer Kendra Scott is already sold out and has a waiting list. Recent drug-related deaths of young adults spurred the idea for a town hall meeting tonight to raise awareness about drugs and the impact it has on the community.
You think this is more of a big city problem, but unfortunately, it's a problem everywhere. And we have a bigger problem in Bryan College Station than I think than what most people realize.
Lori Nauman, project manager for Strengthening Families of the Brazos Valley, says the panel will include representatives from the local police departments and intervention and prevention organizations.
The more we can strengthen the family, the more we can help families work through their problems together to raise healthier, happier kids, then the less problems you have in the long run.
Tonight's town hall meeting starts at 6:30 at Christ United Methodist Church in College Station. You can also find more information on strengthening families on their website, families.tamu.edu. It is not too late to volunteer for the 10th Texas Reds Festival.
You go to texasredsfestival.com and there's a tab up there for volunteer opportunities. You can look at all of the different shifts that are available, the different areas of the festival.
Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says nonprofit groups receive $500 for every 50 hours at the festival.
In the last 2 years, we've given 2 years combined, more than $20,000 back to local community organizations, including student organizations.
Volunteers also receive a T-shirt. Again, more information is online at texasredsfestival.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Jill Jones with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. You may have heard we are in a seller's market in real estate. This is great news to most property owners, and they may be tempted to test the limits by overpricing their property. However, there are many pitfalls that may occur if a listing is overpriced. I can help explain all of them to you. I'm Jill Jones, and I would love to help you through the process. Contact me at liveinaggieland.com. I work where you live.
You won't find many local businesses that have been around for 70 years, but Acme Glass has. They started in 1946 in downtown Bryan, where they are right now. The Moreheads have been providing glass for people under all sorts of circumstances ever since then. Now, they've added a location in College Station across the main entrance from A&M. But Acme Glass has done this from day one, and that is give you the service that you want with a quality product. Glass still does what glass has always done, but it does even more now. And if you'd like to see some of the uses of glass, especially in homes and businesses that Acme Glass has done around town, then stop by and they'll be glad to show you, share some examples. Of course, you think of auto glass, and that makes perfect sense because that's how most of us interact when it comes to needing some sort of glass repair or replacement. And Acme Glass can fix those little pops that happen when a pebble or something gets thrown up into your windshield. They'll do it while you wait, and quite often your insurance can take care of that for you. And remember that if you buy your windshield from Acme Glass and you have those pops or little cracks right there, they'll fix those for you free for as long as you own the car. Again, in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
The 10th Annual Fall Bridal Show and Benefit is Sunday, September 18th at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Visit with local wedding professionals offering everything you'll need to plan your perfect day. Tickets are $15 at the door or $10 in advance online at babv.org. Proceeds benefit Pink Alliance, so log on now to babv.org. And don't forget your fiancé. Grooms are also eligible to win the $1,500 indoor prizes. See you Sunday, September 18th at the 10th Annual Fall Bridal Show and Benefit. Don't forget babv.org.
Good morning, 7:39, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for weather, brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East, click on actionsportstx.com.
Same weather pattern that we've been looking at all week continues to hang on today. We're partly sunny. There is the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. It's 90 to 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow. Could see a shower or thunderstorm through the afternoon, 90 to 95. Clouds, maybe a shower tomorrow night, 75. Partly sunny, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Saturday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has audio from Trevor Knight and Avery Genesee in your Aggie football report. The Aggie volleyball team fought hard but fell to Texas last night. In Major League Baseball, the Astros bested the Rangers in Houston, and legendary local sports reporter Larry Bowen caps off his impressive 31-year career today. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, known Larry the entire time he's been here. He's a great guy, and we cross paths usually at 8 a.m. football games at this time in our careers. Mm-hmm. But we have kiddos that are about the same age, and you know, we're always checking on that. And I know he's following one of my kids on Facebook or Twitter or whatever that is. I'm not sure. But anyhow, really a kind soul, really a nice guy. And I really think, as much as anything, his strongest suit was the feature stories that he would do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because, again, sports is sports. It's not real news, okay? You know, it's just sports.
What?
Sun comes
what are you
up
trying to say, Scott?
Yeah, sun comes up tomorrow no matter what.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, you deal with coaches or players that can be a little bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
At the time that Larry was covering A&M football, RG3 was the quarterback at Baylor, okay? And so it's after the game. And Larry is going to ask a question of RG3.
Robert, can you talk about what Coach Sherman said? A lot of the players came up to you, but Mike took some time and kind of spoke to you privately. What did he tell you?
Now, I stop it because right then, the coach of the Baylor Bears, Art Briles, decides he wants to get involved. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Is that an A&M question? He doesn't need to answer that.
Absolutely.
Are you from A&M? Where are you from?
Coach, I work for the Bryan College Station Eagle.
Okay, he doesn't need to answer. That's okay.
What's wrong with that question, Coach? Coach Sherman talked to him after the game. What's wrong with that question?
Okay. So there you go.
Yikes. Yeah. I did not hear about
that.
Yeah,
that was I think in 2011 that happened.
Yep, and, it was. It was the year that we beat them at Kyle Field, but RG3 went on to win the Heisman.
Yeah, that was pretty much a little media storm in this part of the country when that happened. So that was
well. And Waco is not far away.
No, it's
we
not.
Cover events, you know, that happen in Waco all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, we, you know, he is an Aggie football beat reporter, but at the same time, like you said, I'm from the Bryan College Station Eagle.
Well, here's the thing that a reporter wants to do is take you someplace where you can't go.
Right.
Well, if you're not on the field and you can't hear what was being said by Coach Sherman, then that's what.
Well,
and
I'm sure it was nothing but pleasant things.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like he was trying to find some secret scoop.
Anyway, gotcha journalism or anything.
So for all those people who wanted to be angry with Art Briles and Baylor, then they had a great opportunity.
I'm really mad.
Yeah.
So it really blowed up then.
I really don't like him.
That jerk.
So that was, again, not the highlight of Larry's career, but certainly a point where there was some stuff going on.
Cool.
He's too nice a guy for that sort of stuff.
I like that he stood up for himself, though.
Yeah,
he wasn't just, you know, okay, I'm sorry.
So there you go. There's your Larry Bowen salute for
very
the day.
Very cool.
So if you're terrible at housekeeping,
yes,
you know, and I know you feel badly about that.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You're doing a good thing for yourself.
All right.
Because apparently household dust has a wide range of potentially toxic chemicals in it. Yeah, that dust stuff is not good for you.
Oh, so by not cleaning, I'm not doing a good thing for myself.
No, you're not stirring it up. You're letting it just lay.
I see.
It's when you start stirring the dust up that the problem happens.
Ah, okay.
What CBS says is the first study of its kind. Okay, are we going to believe it's the first time that house dust has ever been looked at?
Yeah, probably not.
Anyway, the research team has found that 90% of the dust samples taken from houses in 14 states contain harmful chemicals, including one that is known to cause cancer.
Oh, God! We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
Now, they didn't tell us which states, so we should all just assume that we live in one of these 14 states.
Of course.
The research team from George Washington University, from Harvard, so you know it must be true, from University of Cal San Francisco, from the Silent Spring Institute, which I guess probably has to do with DDT, if I was, I mean, I don't know. It's Rachel Carson's book was called The Silent Spring, so I'm going to take that guess. Anyway, they analyzed the data from 26 peer-reviewed papers and one unpublished set of data. Now, wait a minute. They just said this was the first study of its kind. Well, somebody's if they're looking at peer-reviewed papers, it sounds like some other people did this, but yeah, nonetheless. They included all sorts of common consumer goods, including furniture, personal hygiene products, flooring, baby products, cleaning supplies, fast food packaging, and the food itself. The chemicals are released in the air, and then they seep into the dust that settles on your furniture and floors.
Ooh.
And people can inhale or ingest these small particles of dust and even absorb them through their skin.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm thinking...
So they're just going to say stop. So what's the advice? Stop cleaning your house? Stop dusting?
And wear latex gloves whenever you're in there and probably like a wetsuit or something.
Come on.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you are. Just
start wearing one of those paper masks over your face at all times.
That's right. That's right. Actually, a lot of them say these chemicals themselves come in flame retardants and in fragrances. That can be part of the problem. And so there you are. I'm just letting you know now that dust can be dangerous for you.
Dust is dangerous.
No.
All right. Trying to sell a stolen property on Craigslist and using your real name?
Yeah, not a good idea.
Nope.
Probably not. 43-year-old William Jankowitz of Delray Beach, Florida.
Florida.
One more time.
Welcome back.
Surprise.
Was arrested for trying to sell a high-end bicycle that was stolen. A man who said his name was Billy went into Bicycle Generation and asked to test ride some bikes. Left his keys saying that they were for the Mazda that was outside. And then he took a $5,500 bike ride and never came back.
Bye-bye, Billy.
By the way, there was no Mazda outside either.
No. Nope.
Just on top of everything else. I know you're shocked to hear that.
He probably stole the car keys, didn't take the car
could've
of someone.
That.
Yeah. Yep. And then just to use it to get the bike
one
instead.
One more time. That could well be. So anyway, store employees did their investigation. Finding the wheels on Craigslist for $4,500 a day later. They were told the bike was already sold, but the seller's email address had his name in it. They found the Facebook page and the address, passed all that into the police.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so there was your one-day crime spree, and whether he sold it or not. For a little while, at least, he had a really expensive bike.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggie Land over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I love the story I heard in the news about a mom who showed exactly what it means to raise your child to be a man or woman of character with strong values. College football standout Eli Apple elected to skip his final year of school in order to enter the NFL draft. And that's an amazing accomplishment for any 20-year-old. But he didn't have his college degree, and his mother wanted him to remember that he had been raised to earn his way through life and not be handed everything. On draft day, pro teams from around the league were courting Eli. Several of them offered him Rolex watches and diamond jewelry as gifts. But his mother told him, until you're drafted by a team, you're an unemployed college dropout. You will not be on TV with a Rolex. I love that. As old as her son was, that mom remained a strong and positive influence in his life. and she wanted him to remember the values she had worked so hard to teach him. She didn't want him to throw away his character every time people dangled something shiny in front of him. Parents, of course, need healthy boundaries when their children are old enough to be in college, in the NFL, or even in the workforce. But we can always be available to help our children find the right path through life. The path isn't always lined with Rolex watches and diamonds, but it is paved with good character and strong values. To help your children thrive, drop by FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
From executive producer LeBron James.
I need this, like yesterday.
Cleveland entrepreneurs get a chance to compete for their shot at success.
That will be a game changer for me and our business.
I believe your hustle is going to make this happen.
We got work to do now.
It's hard work, but it's totally worth it.
Cleveland Hustles. Premiere episodes Wednesdays at 10.
Everybody can have great ideas, but do you have what it takes in here?
Only on CNBC.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. It's 7:52. Well, it's a big game for the Aggies this weekend, and with your Aggie football report, here's our very own Zach Taylor.
17th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is getting set to kick off SEC play this weekend on the road against Auburn. Now, it's the first road trip for Trevor Knight as the Aggies QB, but he points out it ain't his first rodeo.
I've played in SEC environments. I think this is now going to be my fourth time playing against an SEC school, so I've been around that before, and you know, I've been around college football a lot before, and so I haven't talk to them about that or anything, but I do understand that, you know, road matchup, you know, beginning of the season when both teams are have high expectations for each other, a lot goes into that. So it's going to be a electric atmosphere, and I'm really excited about it.
Knight is 2-0 in two career starts against SEC teams, so we'll see how he does this Saturday. Now, the Aggies have become road warriors of such under Kevin Sumlin, going 18-6 during his four-year tenure. I asked senior offensive tackle Avery Genesee just what makes the Myrtle White so good on the road.
Focusing on us, getting in situations, always going through situations, two-minute situation, communication. He plays music pretty loud, so we can communicate why it's loud, so we'll be ready for that atmosphere, and we already be ready.
Kickoff between the 2-0 Aggies and 1-1 Tigers is set for Saturday night at 6. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Texas A&M volleyball, the Aggies saw their four-match win streak come to an end as the 16th-ranked Aggies fell to number 2 Texas at Gregory Gym. It was the first regular season matchup between the former longtime conference rivals since Texas A&M left the Big 12 Conference to join the Southeastern Conference in 2012. And after 31 years of covering local sports, Larry Bowen says so long to the Eagle today. Larry has covered thousands of stories and countless features, everything from Little League games to high school state championships. He even covered the Aggies for almost 2 decades. Larry's reported on 15 bowl games and 2 College World Series. We wish you the best, Larry. In Major League Baseball.
And that's hit off the hands and lifted in the left. Rasmus backing up onto the track, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros end a 3-game skid.
In the final game of the series between the two Texas teams, Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman both left with injuries, but George Springer and Teoscar Hernandez homered, helping the Houston Astros keep their fading playoff hopes alive with an 8-4 win over the Texas Rangers last night. Houston snapped a 3-game losing streak and closed within 3.5 games of Toronto for the second AL wild card. Hernandez gave the Astros a 3-1 lead with a 2-run homer off the facade and left center in the second. Springer led off the the first with his 27th home run to tie it at one. The Astros got just their fourth win in 19 games against the Rangers this season. Houston's Joe Musgroves allowed 3 runs and 5 hits with 7 strikeouts in 6 1/3 innings. Meanwhile, Derek Holland allowed 5 runs and 7 hits in 5 1/3 innings. Both teams have the night off tonight, but the Astros start a 3-game series with the Mariners in Seattle tomorrow at 9:10 p.m. Meanwhile, the Rangers begin a fresh 3-game series in Arlington with the Athletics at 7:05 p.m. tomorrow. In the NFL, not only are the Dallas Cowboys the most valuable team in the league, they're worth more than any franchise in sports. Forbes NFL valuations show the Cowboys worth $4.2 billion. That's billion with a B, easily topping the league for the 10th straight year. The next closest are the New England Patriots at $3.4 billion. Earlier this year, Forbes called Jerry Jones' team the world's most valuable franchise. The Cowboys take on the Redskins in Washington Sunday, September 18th at 12 p.m. Also in the NFL, Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall and safety Darian Stewart have been fined a total of $42,540 for helmet-to-helmet hits on Carolina's Cam Newton. Cam says he's feeling all right.
There's no doubt in my mind that, you know, everything will work out in itself. There's no, you know, question that, you know, I took a couple hits to the head, but I don't think I showed any signs of being concussed.
A person with knowledge of the situation said linebacker Brandon Marshall was fined over $24,000 and safety Darian Stewart was fined over $18,000. The hits occurred during the Broncos' season-opening win over the Panthers. And in Austin, Golfsmith International Holdings says it's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. The Austin-based golf retailer on Wednesday announced the filing in federal bankruptcy court in Delaware. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Brass Valley, it's Pete Lair. Recently, we woke up and found water bubbling up through the concrete foundation in our bedroom. After days of fruitless calls to plumbers who couldn't help and foundation companies who proposed expensive solutions, we called Brian Bailey and his staff at American Leak Detection. They understood the problem, found the leak right away, gave us a temporary solution until they could get us fixed, and then took care of everything. They were reasonably priced, professional, and dependable. Got a leak? Call the folks at American Leak Detection at 979-680-1094. I'm glad I did. Bet you will be too.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking to hire a new employee,
I go to the site that specializes in local jobs and local job seekers.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, easy to use. I can find local resumes and get local applicants quickly. Find a great employee from the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Morning, couple of minutes till the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, we started this morning with Florida regaining, instead of just being heaven's waiting room, the place where more crazy people are than any place else. There's the 18-year-old Florida woman who's only slightly injured this week when she was shot by her friend's oven.
What?
Alaya Walker was visiting a friend when they decided that they wanted some late-night waffles.
Of course.
Sure. So Ms. Walker began preheating the oven unaware, of course, that her friend was storing a magazine from her Glock in the oven. Magazine exploded.
That's where I store mine.
Sure. Of course.
Casing fragments. Left the oven at high speed, as you can imagine.
Wow.
She was able to, it says here, she managed to pick some of the fragments out of her leg and chest.